the Bureau of Mines.
I see. So it sounds like, did you join the Army? And how'd you end up in Washington?
My folks went out, to my mother and my stepfather moved out to the state of Washington during the Second World War for war work. And I finished my high school year, senior year in Sunnyside, Washington.
Okay.
That's the reason I graduated there. But I've gone to school all over the country.
Yes. How long were you in Washington?
Oh, I was only there a couple of years, I guess.
Okay.
That's Washington State.
Yeah. Did you come right back down here?
No. I went from there. I went to California and enlisted in the Merchant Marine. I spent a good part of 2 years in Merchant Marine in the Pacific Theater.
Right. Oh, so you saw some action during World War II.
And then I came back here and went and resumed work on the cattle ranch.
Wow.
From there, I drifted into coal mining.
Okay. Which is such a big part of this area.
And spent the better part of 23 years working in the coal mines.
Whoa.
And then I went to work for the government as a federal coal mine inspector and spent another 23 years.
So a lot of experience in the coal mining industry.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of jobs did you do when you did that?
As an inspector?
Oh, you did mostly inspecting.
Well, for the government, I was a coal mine health and safety inspector.
Mm-hmm.
And I traveled, our area was virtually all states west of the Mississippi and Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico.
So you basically inspected mines to see if they were up to par.
And when I worked for the government, my tenure as a coal miner, I worked the last 11 years as a coal mine mine foreman, assistant mine foreman.
Uh-huh. It's like a pretty busy life you've had. I know you have at least one child. Do you have any others? How many do you have all together?
I have four. Kay is a twin. She has a twin brother.
Oh, really?
I have an older son that is 51. He's a sports coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a daughter that works in Trinidad. She's in between the girl that you met down here and
mm-hmm.
And the older son.
Okay. When you worked, were you part of any sort of clubs or business organizations or anything like that?
As a mine inspector?
Yeah.
As a coal mine inspector, of course, you're not allowed to. Working for the government, politics is zilch.
Right, you're probably not supposed to fraternize.
You don't take part in, you can just voice an opinion, but you don't take part in right, left, or it's kind of middle of the road.
Okay, you keep it to yourself.
Right.
What about any other job? Have you ever belonged to any organizations that come to mind? Or?
Well, not as mining. I have a 32nd degree, Masonic degree.
Okay.
But other than that, not too many. Of course, when working as a coal miner, a young coal miner, naturally you belong to United Mine Workers.
Oh yeah, right. Did you have you been? Do you belong to a church at all?
Mm-hmm. Or belong to the Stonewall Community Church?
Oh, okay. So up this way.
It's a beautiful little church up the valley.
Okay. How many members does that have? Do you know? Okay.
I don't know, we had a church pull this morning. Well, I'm going to say permanent members, 40 possibly.
Probably get some summer people though, right?
Well, I have a lot of summer people. And